The University Galleries in Uptown Normal offers the community a chance to get to know budding area artists. GLT arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more.
14 students enrolled in the Illinois State University School of Arts Master of Fine Arts program are putting their work on view in the MFA Biennial Show at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. The show is currently up until February 3rd. Kendra Pates is the gallery's director and chief curator, and she says this show is an exciting way to bridge what's happening in the community and at the university.
You know, we take it very seriously, the fact that we have this uptown space and that we are a way for people to come in and see what's happening at the university. Right now we're exhibiting the work of 14 Masters of Fine Arts students in studio art. So it's a three-year program. They're at each of the three different stages in the program, and there's a wide variety of mediums, and so I think it's always exciting for people to see what's happening right in their community that they may not be familiar with, whether it's the techniques, whether it's the content, just making it more accessible. And we do a lot of tours and programming where we're able to talk with people about the works.
Yes, you have free curator-led tours, so you don't have, nobody has to pay. You can talk to a curator, and the curator can give somebody perspective.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I'm the most proud of and that I think all of us as a team are the most proud of, is that everything here is free and open to the public. So there's no admission fee to come in and look around. Also, we do tours for all ages. So some days we have three different tours going on. So we might be talking to preschoolers or kindergartners in the morning, and then in the afternoon, PhD students or the Rotary Club. So it's really fun to be on your toes in that way.
Usually when you have a show up here at the University Galleries, it's one artist and you have many works that are on display from that one artist. And we have kind of the flip side of this. We have many artists with just one or two works on display. How do you go about selecting what works to show when you have a lot to choose from and you've got to select carefully to represent that artist?
This is a unique show in that way. What we do for the MFA Biennial, we meet with them, we walked around the space, we talked about the fact that we have these high ceilings and what technology we have, talked about that this is a great place where you can experiment with an idea, where you can get great installation shots. So seeing work outside of the studio and documenting it. But we actually really open it up to the students to bring in what they want to show, and then we make an exhibition out of it. It's challenging in some ways in that you don't always know what's coming in until it arrives, and then you have to kind of make sense of it. As I mentioned, we have 14 artists represented here who are addressing a wide variety of ideas. So it isn't the same kind of flow that you have in a curated exhibition. This is a little bit more spontaneous, and you start to find connections in the work, and you actually can't overthink it because of the timeline of when the work comes in to when it has to be installed and open.
That sounds a little scary, but a little exciting too.
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, we really just start moving things around. We start with a few anchor pieces. So for instance, Josh Roach, who is a third year MFA candidate, he wanted to put two video works in, one that's on a screen, one that's a projection, and then at the opening reception, he'll be doing a performance within some of that projection. So he needed a darkened space. So that was where we started. We knew, okay, Josh needs this space. Then there was somebody else who was using screens and it would have sound. And then somebody else who was doing a large scale installation. So we just kind of start with a few works that become anchors for the show. And then we build from there.
Let's walk over to the lobby here. And these are the works that will confront people as they walk into the university galleries. These two paintings that are hanging here. What can you tell me about these massive works? They're figurative works with great washes of color over them.
Yeah, so this is a first-year student, Sherbanu Hamza. And these are two of three paintings that she has on view here. So these just came in. These are some of the most recent additions to the exhibition. And it was exciting to see the scale, the color, the way she's incorporating this writing with the figures. As our team was talking, looking around at the works and thinking about the impact we wanted to make, sometimes we use this entry wall. It's around 25 feet long as a title wall where we have the signage. In some exhibitions, we put work here, and we just felt like putting this work front and center, and it's work made by a woman, so we're always thinking about inclusion and diversity and equity here. I liked that kind of confronting you. And they're large scale, and they have some vibrant color. And then when you walk into the gallery to the west of here, that room opens with her third piece. So there's some continuity as you're walking through, too, to draw you into that space.
You've got some pieces with sound here, including one by Joshua. Could you show that to me, please?
Yes. So we need to turn these on.
So we're going into the little gallery here.
So when Josh said he wanted to do some pieces with video is something he's been experimenting with a little bit more over the course of the last year. And we had this room painted a dark gray for Bassem Magdi's exhibition, but he said, no, it has to be black. So he came in and helped paint it black, and he used this temporary wall to kind of bisect the space so that when you come into the space, you can't tell what's happening in it. And you round the corner and see this large screen that features him in this sort of geometric structure he's created with lighting. You have this kind of droning effect of the sound for it. And then Josh is always thinking about costumes too. So he creates costumes, he creates sculptures. This space, which is roughly a 20 by 20 foot square space, is going to change over the course of the exhibition too. So when the show begins, there will be a large projection on one wall featuring these kind of performative gestures by Josh in costume. That piece is called Touchy Feely. It's silent, but it has these really intense, vibrant colors. And then we'll have another video work by him on a screen. So they'll be kind of in conversation with one another. Then at the reception, for the entirety of the 2 hours, he'll be in this space performing. He'll also be creating some sculptural components that he'll add into the space. So this whole room will change multiple times over the course of the exhibition.
It's great because you seem to have a lot of artists who don't just specialize in one thing. They are exploring all sorts of mediums.
They are. You know, our School of Art, I think, is incredibly supportive. The faculty really spend time with the students. We bring in, between the gallery and the School of Art, we bring in visiting artists from all over the world who the students have a chance to interact with too. And I think that we all are really proud of creating this collaborative, supportive environment to encourage students that if they want to take risks, they can. And Josh is one of those students, Josh Roach, who came in with a lot of ideas and has just run with them. The Touchy Feely video I mentioned actually just won first place in an online MFA exhibition too. So we were really excited for him about that.
I'm wondering if the works that we're going to be seeing on display here will be for sale.
Actually, a lot of them will be. Our student annual exhibition, which happens in April and May every year, our MFA biennial exhibition, there are two really wonderful ways for people to start collecting art, to support artists in their community. You can find art in a wide variety of mediums, but typically the artists who are exhibiting in it are early in their career, so they're fairly reasonably priced. It's always thrilling, I think, for artists to make a sale. Anytime that you're having that kind of validation for your work, that counts for a lot, that somebody has connected with your work. Also, some of the supplies that you use are really expensive, so it's a nice way to support a studio practice, or it's a nice way for students perhaps to experiment in a way that they couldn't have without that unexpected source of income.
Well, right here we've walked into one of the huge galleries, and we're looking at some sculpture and a lamp that was created, a sculptural lamp and some furniture. Can you tell me about what we're looking at here?
So these are works by Kirsten Hedegi, and I believe she's in her final year of her MFA now. The works that you see that are either the kind of terracotta color or white are made out of clay and paper clay, and then she has two pieces of furniture, a table and a chair, that she's found and painted white to function as supports with the actual works. But one of them is a functioning lamp, so this lamp will be on the whole time. She also has an installation of stools that she'll be putting together today. So primarily, all of these components are made out of clay. Something she's really interested in is pushing back and forth this tension between comfort and discomfort, like something that you may think you should sit on this stool, but it's very awkward, and it's made out of clay, and it would certainly collapse, and it's really warped. And she's playing with the possibilities of the medium, but also pushing against your expectations of something that you recognize as a stool, but it can't possibly function as a stool.
It's almost like it's tiptoeing into surrealism, like it's just it's heading in that direction.
That's such a nice phrase. Yes, I think she'll appreciate hearing that. She has some more of them over in the lobby that she was working on a little bit yesterday that she'll be putting together here in the window space. So we're always trying to think about, too, the fact that we have these big windows, which we didn't have when we were in our on-campus space, and how to utilize these windows to pique people's curiosity and to invite them to come in, to kind of stop them, that even if they don't walk through the doors, they can always experience some artwork through the windows.
That's Kendra Pates, University Gallery's director and chief curator. The MFA Biennial Show is currently up through February 3rd. There's an opening reception Friday, January 25th, from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.
You can see photos from the exhibition at our website, wglt.org.